you have a question, you can call the number 657-383-1755. So if you are on the line and you have a question, press 1 to raise your hand. Otherwise, call in if you're listening in on the live stream. And call the number, the call-in number to ask your question at 657-383-1755. We're going to hang on here just for a couple more minutes just to see if anyone calls in. In the meantime, if you can see on the screen, we'll just show, I'm going to show the website. Our homepage is here, freedomlawschool.org, where we show that no law requires 98% of Americans to file and pay income and payroll taxes. And we have the 7 steps you see in here in the upper right-hand corner. And start with 7 steps to income tax freedom by clicking on there. I'm just showing you a little bit of our website. We have lots of free resources for you if you want to stop filing and paying income taxes lawfully and safely. So I'll mention the call-in number again if you want to ask a question. It disappeared from my screen. Okay. Looks like we've got a questioner. Let me see if I can. I'm going to have to get back here. All right, we have a question from area code 702. When we put you on, please just say your first name and then tell us how you found out about Freedom Law School and then your question. Okay, caller from area code 702.
Hi, this is 702.
Hi, can you want to give your first name?
Andrea.
Andrea. Hi, Andrea. How did you find out about Freedom Law School?
Well, I learned about you from Mindy Robinson. I'm over in Nevada, and I came last week.
Okay.
And I asked a question last week. I was brand new, so I, asked my question. I didn't elaborate. I was the first call and brand new. But anyway, it was about, you know, they're coming after they're giving me a threat to levy for 2015 and 16 tax years because I filed then. So I have the CP 504. And if I'm correct on your website, I'm due one more letter, right? Like an LT or a right to appeal letter?
Were you able to talk to Paymon last week?
Yeah, he was on, but I didn't elaborate on my question.
Okay. CP 504. Let me go to our website. Yeah, it doesn't give you the 30 days or whatever it doesn't give you a notice of hearing or anything like that. However, it seems like you may have already gotten the notice of deficiency.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
I mean, this is the notice of intent to levy.
Yeah, so there may not be any other warning as far as I know. They may from here just do what they're saying here, that they may... if you don't pay something or if you don't make some kind of payment plan arrangements with them, you know, if you can't pay the whole thing immediately, you may be able to make some kind of a payment plan arrangement.
Okay, because he was saying not to worry about it, but I just wanted to elaborate a little bit more, like saying they probably won't get to it or something like that. And I just wanted to know if they do, I guess, what happens then? If they levy, what are my options? I have to go directly to them.
Well, if they levy, they're either going to levy your bank account, in which case they'll take whatever's in there at the time, or they'll levy your, garnish your wages.
Yeah, I'm a 1099. So.
Well, what they often do is file a tax lien. So if you own any property in that county in Nevada where you're located.
Yeah, no, I don't do any of that. So all they're going to do, I guess, is take everything from my bank account.
Yeah, everything you have in there at the moment when they decide to levy.
So what about any, like, appealing? Is that worth doing? I mean, to kind of, he talks about dragging it out a little bit, you know, going to appeal. What are the options there?
It does say you have the right to request an appeal under the Collection Appeals Program, CAP. And it says how you can do that. You can send a CAP Collection Appeals Request Form 9423. So you could try that.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Best wishes.
Thanks.
And let this be motivation to get on our website, start educating yourself on why it's safer to not file than it is to file. And
I got that right now. I'm like, now, but, you know, they just barely sent me letters for 15 and 16.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been, almost 10 years? So.
Right. So, it's water under the bridge, if nothing else, and a motivation to moving forward to stop the bleeding. Are you an employee?
Okay. No.
Okay.
Independent contractor.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, at least they're not withholding from you, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Okay, well, thank
All right,
you very
thank
much.
You so much. You're
okay.
welcome.
Bye.
Okay. Bye. All right. I'll just give it another minute here. I'll just say the number one more time. It's 657-383-1755. If you'd like to call in and press 1 if you have a question, and we will, if no one else calls in, then we'll call it a night. In the meantime, I'll just put one thing on put the blog articles on here and just mention an article that I wrote called Can the Term Includes in a Definition Be Synonymous with the Term Means? This is a really good explanation of what I call the strong man argument. You know, frequently people have a straw man argument where it's really easy to knock down. But this is the word includes here, and the act of the section number 7701C3, I think it is, or C2. Well, it looks like there's no callers. Anyway, you can read this article that will really help convince you that what we're saying in our step number 1 is really true. All right, let's call it a night. We'll see you next Thursday evening at 7:30 Eastern Time on the Freedom Hour. Thanks for joining us.